Fisher comes into the interrogation room, sits in the chair across from me, and sighs. What? Just tell me. He looks up and smiles. Thank your best friend Fisher for bailing you out of trouble again. I stare at him for a beat. He caved? Yes. So, again, thank your best friend Fisher. He points at himself, his smile wide and annoying as all hell. Thanks, although you could have been nicer when you arrested me. You didn't even let me get a shirt. He stands, and I follow suit. I can't treat you differently than I would anyone else. People wouldn't vote for me next year. He shrugs. I hit somebody to protect the honor of your sister. I don't miss the way his jaw tightens at the mention of what happened to Chevelle. I didn't know that. I thought maybe you got drunk and got into a fight. Derek was at Mandy's wedding as Chevelle's date. When he pressed charges, what did you think? I shake my head as we leave the interrogation room. At least he never put me in an actual jail cell. I can just imagine him snapping a few pictures and spreading them around town as a joke. Well, I'm a little busy and sleep-deprived with, oh, that's right, raising twins. Do you know how hard it's been since they started to crawl? And Allie called this morning after I left to say Lori has started running. My life is officially over. I laugh because he's so dramatic. It's supposed to be a blessing raising kids. I slap him on the shoulder. Thanks again for springing me. Drive me home. He stops short of the door and his eyes crinkle at the sides. He puts his fingers on the bridge of his nose. It's his way of saying there's more he has to tell me. So, your dad called me because he wanted to know if he should send a lawyer over. I knew he wouldn't stay mad at me. I reach for the door. I told him we worked it out, and he thanked me and asked if you could stay in the apartment above our garage. He's having a crew box up the stuff from your apartment, and he's taking the car back. You've been cut off. My head rocks back. I thought for sure he was bluffing. Fisher shakes his head. But I found you a better place to stay. Better than above your garage? I'm sure I'd find it comfortable there. I shrug. Yeah, the apartment is filled with a lot of storage right now. And you know, Allie and the twins, you don't want us to bring down your social life.
I don't?
He clearly doesn't want me to live with them. Chevelle has the entire house to herself, and you can walk to the marina from there. Problem solved. Not to mention, the girls have left all their furniture behind, so bonus for you.
You want me to live with your sister?
Hearing him say this is almost like a dream. I thought for sure Fisher saw right through me and knew I've wanted his sister for a while now, but I guess I was wrong. I'm surprised Chevelle would even agree to it, and I can't help but wonder why she would. Your family, Cam. He hits me on the back as he opens the door to the outside. It's still cloudy and foggy, as if the sun decided not to show today. The only thing I'm worried about is getting calls from the neighbors when you two fight.